Radio.
I was watching Foxtel, the Discovery Channel, a couple of nights ago, and it was a story about technology. And when I was thinking about it, I thought the development of technology is one long story of humankind's desire to control our surroundings, if you think about it. Air conditioning, what do we use that for? To try and control our temperature. Agricultural techniques to improve the yield of our crops. Communication devices like mobile phones or laptops so that we can talk and Skype with people on the other side of the world. While much of this control is pleasant and beneficial, we do seem, I think, to have an insatiable desire to gain control over new aspects of our lives. Think, for instance, about medical technology and how that's given rise to fierce controversy as humans begin to grapple with the possibility of controlling our mortality. The technology may be new, but I don't think the desire is. Because Paul speaks of this in today's first reading, reminding us that our lives are not and never will be under our control. He says, whether we live or die, we are the Lord's. Though we often chafe at the reality of our own limits, they really are a blessing to us. God wants to give us and give over our fear and struggle to control our lives so that we can be free to live for and in Him. As much as we try to control our lives, we often want to control the people around us as well. And again, Paul makes this connection when he moves on and asks, why then do you judge your brother? Or you, why do you look down on your brother? It is easy to hold people to the expectations we have of them, almost as though we have an insider's knowledge of God's plans for them. But Paul this afternoon reminds us that each of us will face God on His judgment seat, and that we are better off leaving the responsibility of judging others to God and not to ourselves. This is such a freeing message. Just as Jesus' death and resurrection free us from our fears of our own lives, so do they free us from the need to nag or cajole our families and friends into doing what we think they should do, even when it comes to their faith. After all, it's up to God, not us, to convert people. Jesus today is inviting us all into a life dedicated to Him, free from anxiety and judgment, free to together enjoy God's goodness towards us. Loving God, You really do have everything under control. Help us to surrender our lives to You. Amen.
Radio.org.au.